Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah.
Want to get away?
If you want to get away, Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guides, is here with some information for those of you who will be first-time cruisers this winter. Plus, how does the merger of Marriott and Starwood affect you? And how to really find the best price? I'm going to tell you a little experience that I had last night, and we'll see how we sort of ferret out what the right way is to pick a flight for Europe. It's a little different than doing it domestically, I'll tell you that. So all that coming right up here.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know those commercials on TV are manipulating you? Here's the semiotic science of it. You may think you understand commercials, but they silently manipulate. The more a company advertises a product, the more you see it, the more you expect to see it, and the more you conclude, hey, it's a great product. I see it all the time.
Double Mint adds to your fun. Double Mint chewing gum.
It doesn't matter if the product is poor, ineffective, and basically worthless. Your brain will assume that since you see it so much, it must be great.
If you know your oats, you too will go for the power breakfast Cheerios.
What's the cheap psych trick? Maybe you ought to ask yourself, if it's that good, why do they advertise it so much? Maybe it's a trick just to part a sucker from his cash. Maybe you don't really need that product at all. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, 55 past the hour here. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guys. Go to Frommer's.com and you get information. For example, these tips for first-time cruisers. Where do we get started with that, Pauline?
Well, you got to remember that a cruise is not all-inclusive. A lot of people think it will be, and then they get on board and they're shocked that they have to pay extra for soda, and they have to pay extra for drinks and for a lot of the shore excursions. So you really want to budget properly for a cruise. You also don't want to miss the boat. A lot of people think they can fly in the same day of the cruise, and that's a really dangerous thing to do. You want to fly in the day before, and you want to fly out after noon on the day that your ship gets into port. Otherwise, you're going to miss that flight. A lot of ship itineraries say, oh, the ship arrives in port at 7 a.m., but you don't realize, yeah, but there are 6,000 people on this boat.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's going to take a long time to get them off. Also, you want to look at the different types of ports you're going into. Ships are so darn big nowadays that a lot of them cannot actually dock at the port. Mm-hmm. And so they do something called tendering. They take these smaller boats to get passengers to shore. Now, the trick with those smaller boats is you're going to have to wait online unless mm-hmm. you pay for the ship's excursion. And those ship excursions are always really, really expensive. But in those docks where you have to get on the little boats, you could literally miss 2 hours of the day you had planned to spend yep. in port unless you pay for one of those excursions. So in those cases, I think it's a good idea to pay for the shore excursion. In other cases, you can often do it on your own. You just get off the boat, take a taxi, or walk and see the sights. Hmm. Or you can hire an outside company. There are these companies, one's called cruisingexcursions.com, another's called shoretrips.com, there's viator.com. They give you the exact same shore excursion that the cruise line does, but at a fraction of the cost and without the crowds. On Frommer's.com, we've got a whole article of tips that you want to know for your next cruise, especially if it's your first cruise. Little things like have your bathing suit with you in your carry-on, because it takes a long time for them to get the luggage to your cabin. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to be wandering around the ship while everybody's hanging out at the pool, having a jolly old time in their bathing suits, wishing you had your bathing suit or, more importantly, your medication.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go on a special tour with only half a dozen other people around special places in England next month. And so I was online last night researching what it would cost me to fly. The prices for the almost for 2 hour difference in flights went from $571 round trip to $1,710 round trip. And there's a 2 hour difference. And like what made me think about it is because they said you might want to get there the night before. But that just seems just wow. All I can say about that is kind of a wower. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guide. Check all the information out there.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.